This is BBS Radio Late Night. My name is Gina E. Jones, and I am your host of Flying Higher. I'm the founder of Seeing the Light Productions and author of the recently released novel, Flying Between Heaven and Earth. My show here on BBS Late Night brings to light a higher understanding of what's really going on as we journey on the flight of consciousness into the next dimension. Each week, I like to have guests on board with me who like to share with listeners around the world different ways to lighten up and to help raise our vibration, to raise our consciousness, so that we can be of service to others for the upcoming ascension that's been prophesied in the Mayan sacred calendar for 2011 and 2012. Tonight is an exciting night for me because I have with me Andy Mack and Jag Stewart of Mayan Calendar Code. .com. They were quite instrumental in helping me to learn more about the Mayan calendar and actually gave me permission to use some of their material in my book, which for those of you who have not heard about it, if you can go to www.flyingbetweenheavenandearth.com, you can find out more about the book there. And this is exciting information. I'm sure a lot of you are hearing about the Mayan calendar and the Mayan civilization, and certainly about the upcoming events that maybe or maybe not, we're not real sure, coming up in 2011 and 2012. You'll hear different dates and different times. So we're going to explore a little bit further what lies ahead, and it's an exciting opportunity for all of us. And let's see, we're having a little technical difficulty with our phone lines. Are Andy Mack and Jag with me on the call here? Okay, well, we'll just keep talking about what's coming up. Andy Mack and Jag are, again, co-founders of the MayanCalendarCode.com. And I had the pleasure of meeting them last year at an event in Los Angeles, where Dr. Carl Kalaman was explaining his discoveries of the Mayan civilization and bringing forth a presentation of the information that he has learned through his research. He has some great books, one of them called The Mayan Calendar and another one called The Mayan Calendar, The Transformation of Consciousness. Again, all of this information was quite instrumental in helping me and what I have been doing on my own journey. So this is an exciting opportunity, again, to share this with you.
Your guests are online with you.
Okay, great. Good evening. Andy Mack and Jag, are you there?
We are here.
Oh, excellent, excellent. It's nice to have you on board with me this evening. Sorry for the technical difficulties. I think we're having a little problem with the phone lines this evening. I'm just glad to have you here and so excited about the work that you've been doing. I was just telling listeners about Mayan Calendar Code and how we met at Dr. Kalaman's presentation and how you set forth to blaze this trail of information and this new frontier of consciousness. And I would just love for you to share with our listeners this evening what insights you've gained in all of this, and maybe just start at the beginning, and how you became interested in the Mayan calendar and how you got on your journey to study this information.
Well, as things often happen by synchronicity anyway, it actually came to us as a result of a gift from a friend. Actually, it's a funny story because the friend had been given a game for Christmas, and he didn't get it. So he had opened it, and he rewrapped it and gave it to us as a present. It turned out to be the Dream Spell Calendar, but that sparked our interest, and that was well over 7 years ago. And it really kicked things into gear, at least in the beginning of our curiosity. And for about 3 years, or 2.5 years, we looked into that, and things kind of took their many turns until there was like a lull for a while, and we just continued to look, and there's just so much information out there, and you can search and search and search, But we kind of just left it in the hands of how it's always worked for us as teachers, as just individuals on planet Earth. It found us once again a little bit over 2.5 years ago when Dr. Cullum's work was again given to us by a friend. And that really opened the barn doors, and here we are.
Oh, that's an exciting journey, an exciting story, and certainly sort of how it occurred with me. It was actually almost about 2 years ago that I heard Dr. Kalaman for the first time in Anaheim doing his presentation about the Mayan calendar, and I was so ignorant, and I guess I'm sure there's some people that may have had some of the same thoughts that I had. I thought, well, maybe these were just a bunch of, you know, tribal people who just ran out of numbers, or they maybe didn't think far enough, and they just figured, well, 2012, who cares after that? You know, we're not going to be around, and just didn't have any more numbers to put on the chart. So I was quite blown away with the information that I learned at this two-day workshop, and I was in such awe of someone like Dr. Kalaman and others who have spent decades searching this and researching and have been there, and I sort of wondered, what was I doing all this time? And so it sort of activated me, and I guess it's activated you to sort of make this our journey, our path, and in some ways our mission. What other ways are you, or other areas are you currently doing any research? Is it strictly the Mayan calendar, or are you exploring other things as well?
Well, Gina, we have, Andy Mack and I have been involved in research, both of us, for over 20 years, looking into spiritual truth in, you know, many different veins. We began working together. Our work was in the Bible, actually, which our studies together then began in 1980. But we've always looked, you know, we call ourselves hound dogs because we're always digging for truth and the meaning behind, you know, the meaning, you know, what's between the lines. So we have been on a journey of discovery into consciousness for many years. And that course of events has brought us, you know, along quite a journey. And, you know, like Andy said a moment ago, things seem to find us in this process.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can certainly understand that.
Yeah.
And what is your background as far as prior to learning about the Mayan calendar, and what journey has it taken you on? And just so our listeners have a little bit of background who may not have been to your website or may not know who you are.
Right. Both of us, I'm not going to speak for Jag entirely here, but I can say that both of us were really had wake-up calls very early in our lives. For me, it was right around 10, 11, 12 years old when the big questions were really coming into my awareness. And I would find myself, you know, going to whomever looked like they might have an answer and asking the questions that really struck the inner part of myself. And that journey started extremely early. By the time I was in my late teens and early 20s, I had already begun to study with some extremely educated, I would say, people in terms of Greek, Aramaic, the scriptures, the many different interpretations of that. And that's how Jag and I originally met, was in that study. And we both became licensed ministers at that time for over 15 years. That's what we did. We dug in. And this was a very deep study, pretty much not like anything you would be familiar with in the quote-unquote Christian world. But that's how things started in terms of our meeting one another. And then it branched out. And I became very interested in matrilineal culture and studied that for a number of years until I wrote a thesis and gained a honorary doctorate in women's history and religion And then it just kept expanding and expanding and expanding. And ultimately, into this field of awareness came the Mayan calendar. In many ways, that, for me, is kind of what tied a lot of things together, connected the dots.
Mm-hmm.
Different things. Not necessarily philosophies, quote unquote, but just these very deep concepts that there is something that's going on. It has a very deep root, and it's bigger than us. So I'll let Jag take it from there.
Yeah, Gina, we've both been involved in esoteric studies for many years. You know, we began our journeys, I think both of us, you know, we're very familiar with fundamental understanding that goes with the Bible. But for me particularly, there were questions that couldn't be answered in fundamentalist understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And so I began to dig, you know, deeper. At a very young age, I was asking questions that you know, I was not able to find answers to. The standard answers you know, wouldn't satisfy me. So I have always been looking and digging and discovering. And so this along the way, I finally put it together that where my answers would come from are esoteric, you know, the mystery schools, if you will. And so that's where my life has been spent primarily in areas of study. It's been the esoteric teachings and of life.
Mm-hmm. And ultimately, Gina, wouldn't you say that really it does finally get to that point where it's that inner teacher that wakes up, and that's when it really starts to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like this is definitely your calling, and it's fascinating how you met and how this journey has taken you to this information. And I know when you heard Dr. Kalaman's work or of his work and what he was doing, it sort of put you on a new path as well. What was it specifically about Dr. Kalaman's presentation of the Mayan calendar that was necessarily different, or maybe his perspective? Because there's certainly dozens of researchers who've been looking into this and bringing forth this information for decades. What was it that, you know, was like the big aha that he brought forth for you?
If you do a Google search on the Mayan calendar, and anybody can do this that's listening right now, is pull up Google and put in Mayan calendar, and you'll get almost 2 million websites
mm-hmm.
about the Mayan calendar. So there's no shortage of information out there. And we dug through a lot of it. And the thing about Dr. Kalaman's work was when we saw this timeline, when it was laid out, you know, a 16.4 billion year plan that had a beginning and an end. The thing about it is that not only is it, you know, shocking to find out that there's an end to this calendar, you know, and there are, you know, a number of reasons why, but the thing about knowing this is it helps us to understand where we are in time, and suddenly all of the history that we have recorded and that we have available to us about human history for the last 5,000 years that has seemed so random and no rhyme or reason to any of it, suddenly it all begins to make sense, because there is a pattern in this timeline that Carl Kalaman discovered that all the events of history fit into.
The human exists on this planet, the way we have responded, the way we have, without knowing of any plan, but that we have functioned precisely upon this timeline. I'd say the big aha goes really deep from from the surface to extremely deep in the surface, is seeing that connection of history, following the timeline in a very specific and precise way. But then more than that, I think the big aha for me as a person was that if history follows this plan and this energetic cosmic wave that's moving through not just our world, but every aspect of the universe, all manifest reality, then why do I have to fear? And there was a long time, even in all that I had studied and what I understood, even in that, I didn't watch the news. I didn't really care for it. It wasn't something that I felt like I needed to do. When I saw the specific time frame, when it locked, when it connected the dots to this evolution of consciousness, to this evolution of the mind in concert with what a larger energy than us is doing, then it was like, oh my goodness, I want to know everything that's going on because it all fits into this plan.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and he did a fabulous job, I think, of lining that out, and it is a big aha, I think, for anybody who sees this information. For the listeners who are just joining us, this is Gina E. Jones. You're listening to Flying Higher here on BBS Radio Late Night, and it is my pleasure to have Andy Mack and Jack Stewart with me, who are the co-founders of MayanCalendarCode.com, and I'm just thrilled to have them here this evening. They have added so much to what I am doing and were so generous to allow me to use some of their material in my book, Flying Between Heaven and Earth, which is a novel that sort of conveys some of the information about the Mayan calendar and what it means to us today in the here and now. And Andy and Mac, Jack, maybe explain a little bit further to our listeners what the real value of the Mayan calendar does hold for people today, because, again, people thinking, well, that was them, that was there, what does that have to do with me here and now? I'm here in the United States or wherever someone may be listening here in the world. But what does that mean in 2007?
Gina, one of the most wonderful things about the Mayan calendar and what it contains for us today is that now, this understanding, first of all, in the latest discoveries of the Mayan calendar come through science. Now, there's a lot of things that are available, a lot of information available about the Mayan calendar that is based on a lot of opinions and interpretation of what the Maya meant by their culture. And
without support.
Right, and so the thing about Carl Coleman's latest discoveries is that this is information that comes to us from science. These are facts that we can prove about time, about creation.
That anyone can prove for themselves, not just...
Right. We're talking about verifiable science, verifiable facts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you can, a basic set of encyclopedias, all of this information, you can actually prove it to yourself, which means one of the most wonderful things about this is that where we've had a sense, many of us, for a very long time, that there is a higher being than ourselves. We have many names for this, God, Spirit, what have you.
The divine,
yes. That now, with this new understanding, for those of us who needed this, we can now prove, that there is a divine planner, and that as well, there is also a divine plan.
Yes.
We can prove this through science. And, that to me is just absolutely remarkable. This work that Carl has done, his research, has taken the lid off and opened up a whole new avenue of insight and understanding about where we are in, on planet Earth, why we're here, and tells us really, what the meaning of our life is, what our purpose is for being here on planet Earth.
Yeah. Well, I certainly agree with you, and I think it's an extraordinary time, and I think it's essential that people really look into this and really understand. People are talking about the Mayan calendar. People don't really know what the Mayan calendar is. And I have to applaud both of you in the work that you have done, because people can go to your website and receive a lot of this free information that you have very easily put into a presentation that anybody can understand. And it was I applaud you for it, because I think it's important to be able to address people who basically say they're just starting with no knowledge, no background about this. And you have set forth a format that people can easily understand it. And I was so excited to see how you were actually able to bring this forth now for people in a very visual way, because I'm a very visual person, in this DVD presentation that you now have called The Core Training, The Evolution of Consciousness. And I think it's important, first of all, for people to understand when they are hearing about the Mayan calendar, there's actually about 17 calendars that the Mayans use, so we're talking about a very specific one in regards to this conversation this evening. And you make the distinction of calling it the true Mayan calendar. Maybe you can elaborate to, you know, so people are real clear about what calendar they're hearing about.
Yes, absolutely right, Gina. There are 17, actually to 20, some old, extremely old calendars that the Mayans use. And in fact, the Mayan calendar is a calendrical system as opposed to anything we're used to, that we would use today. We have this one calendar, it's printed, it's on our desk, it's on the wall. The Maya had calendars that they used for different purposes. And so really it gets down to what it is you're interested in determines what calendar you would study of the system that the Maya actually used. The reason that we do say true Mayan calendar is that at this point, finally, there is a distinction between the true count and some of the many counts, actually, that are out there that aren't very old or that have broken off and diverged from the original sources. There is one tribe in Guatemala known as the Quiché Maya who have kept a true Dzogchen count for over 2,500 years, and that has been verified by many branches of modern science. So the Dzogchen calendar, as it turns out, is actually the hub of the entire calendrical system. And then the second calendar that's worthy of attention for any person who's looking at this now is the Tun, which is that's spelled T-U-N, which is a 360-day calendar. And these two calendars together produce this kind of like two cogwheels that work in concert with one another. And when that is understood, what comes out of this is this amazing filtration system, which literally explains and puts sacred time into very specific frequencies and patterns that we can see, that we can look at. And so it's an amazing structure. It ends up actually laying out a timeline that's 16.4 billion years in length. And we are in a very specific time within that structure, the eighth step of a nine-step pyramid. So we have less than 4.8 years left till the end of this calendar.
Well, Gina, much of what is available about the Mayan calendar is all based on assertions and opinions, and none of them can be proved.
You said that already.
I know, and I'm reiterating this. Yes, none of these things can be proved. The central theme that seems to be that most of the information out there revolves around is an end date of 2012, where all of this Mayan time science is, the entire purpose of it has been laid upon this one day in time and on a very specific astronomical event.
And we do want to say that's short-sighted. That's missing the true value.
And there is so much more with a little more understanding. When we can see that what this calendar really, the deeper meaning is it shows us about consciousness and the evolution of consciousness for humanity.
Yes.
And that all that evolution process of our consciousness is an ongoing, ever-present, always going on occurrence. It's not that it's going to happen one day somewhere down the road. It is always going on. And as we become aware of this, we can become engaged in this and participate in it. And in doing that, it brings so much more to our lives, so much more value. and benefit to us than sort of sitting in, around and waiting and wondering and, you know, are they right? Is this going to happen? You know, and not doing anything. There's so much more value to be had by working with, you know, getting an idea of who we are and how we're made and what's going on inside us. This is about a journey that's going on right now internally for each and every one of us.
And day to day, the calendar actually assists in this process of conscious evolution when we pay attention to it. Beautiful.
Well, I certainly agree with all that, and it is an exciting time, and I guess we've all signed up to be here for this. Everybody's focused on the end, but whenever there's an end, there's a beginning that follows behind that.
Yes.
What is the message that you are perceiving for people? Because I think the real message that I'm trying to convey in my book, and I think in a lot of other people, is not to go into the fear and to see that this is sort of a graduation, if you will, that this is part of the process of the evolution of our consciousness and of our souls as well. And so it's not the end of the world. It's not a time to start hoarding and thinking this is it and, you know, bearing all your goods and, you know, hunkering down and thinking that you can, you know, sort of hide from this. I see this as a beginning and an opportunity for something new and something glorious. What is your view on that? Because you certainly have put in the time and the hours and the research on this. What is your perception of the end? And then what is your perception? Is there a beginning?
My goodness. Gina, first of all, I'd like to say that with as much as that has been going on this past year, I have gotten in to your book. And I just want to say that the message there is so beautiful, in terms of that it is not about fear, and these kinds of messages are so valuable to people.
Mm-hmm.
I just, you know, that is, it is such a valuable light that shines to say that it isn't about hoarding, and it isn't about lack, and it isn't about suddenly contracting. If anything, it is the exact opposite. This is an expansion, a complete throwing open of the doors and windows, and going, reaching beyond where we ever have before, redefining value in this world and in our lives and inside our own inner being. So as far as central, a theme of this and the message is that quite truly, we are at a stage of where we must reach beyond anything we've ever known before. The old paradigms will not only not support us, but they simply will just stop and become quite disintegrating. That's the place. It's time to step off of that and step up to the new ground.
Well, we're certainly seeing the shift of energies and what happens to people. And I think the days ahead may be a little unnerving for some, and then, you know, it's a time of celebration for others who are, again, aware of what's going on. And I think it's important to have a knowledge and understanding of what is happening around us and where we're going. And it is it's extraordinary to see the Mayan calendar and to learn about the Mayan calendar, especially in Dr. Kalaman's and in your presentation of the material and that of Ian Lundgold, to see that this is, yeah, like you were saying earlier, not 16.4 billion years of just random chaotic events that make no sense.
Right.
And also to see that we're not on a merry-go-round as we perceive time, especially in the Gregorian calendar. It's like, okay, it's another year. It's another year. It's just the same old thing. Make a resolution. I'm going to have a birthday. We'll have an anniversary. It'll be Christmas. And it's just like one more year, and we just feel like we're on a treadmill.
Yeah.
So it's exciting to see that we are here for a reason. I think people are questioning and wanting to know, why are we here? Is this all it is? because for some, especially who've been around for a while, it does seem sort of boring and tedious, and now it seems to be getting very bizarre and kind of undescribable and sort of hard to even relate to. And where I'm going with all of this is I think it's important to understand what's going on. And again, I really suggest that people go to your website, get involved in the forum, get involved in the discussions, because there is an overwhelm of information, and I think it's so important for people to find the right information, because with information, there's misinformation. And again, you are very good and very clear and methodical explaining the whole process. And then, of course, your DVD is like, you know, the Mayans Met Hollywood. It's great. I mean, you've done a fabulous job, and it's very entertaining and yet easy to understand. And I encourage people to get that DVD as well. But, you know, there are people who, you know, several years ago with Y2K, it was the end of the world. Oh, my God, this is it. You know, countries are going to blow each other up because of the clocks and the computers. And there's been a lot of end-time prophecies. What makes this one different? Why should people listen to this? They're going to think this is just one more, you know, scare tactic or one more, oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, you know, you were just talking a moment ago about acceleration, and I think, you know, this is a good time to maybe chat about that a little bit. I actually had an idea that last two or three days, and I haven't even had an opportunity to sit and have a really long chat with Jack, which is happens around here quite often. But in this process of how this timeline that Dr. Perlman was able to discover, he didn't make it up. It's the Maya that created it, but what he was able to do was see it. And that's a very profound thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we have this uncovered or this discovered timeline. And one of the things, just for the sake of those who may really be new to this and listening to the show right now, as each one of these step up this 9-level cosmic pyramid, as each step is taken, and bear in mind that each step contains 13 segments within it specifically, but as we move up each of the steps, the experience of time, as we call it, it moves shorter by 20 times, by a factor of 20. So, as we have reached this point at the 8th level of the galactic cycle, the 8th level of a 9-level pyramid, where we were at the step before, each one of those 13 shifts in the level before were 20 years apiece, 20 years each. So, from shift to shift was 20 years. And now let's step back even one more level. Each shift in the national cycle was 400 years from shift to shift. But today, we're in a level of the pyramid that's 360 days from shift to shift. Now, that means that we're experiencing these literal energetic, cosmic energetic pulses every 360 days.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, you know, 400 years ago, it was every 400 years. You didn't experience one, more than one in your lifetime. And now we're experiencing them every year, roughly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The thought crossed my mind that, you know how, has anyone ever said to you something like, what if the things you thought came true the moment you saw them? You know, this idea.
Oh, yeah. Be careful what you think about.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
If in the last underworld you had a thought and it took 20 years for it to manifest, and now you have a thought that takes 360 days, now that's totally random. I'm simply making the distinction of how much quicker the things we think and feel are manifesting for us in our lives, and that's a jolt.
Mm-hmm. It certainly is. Now, and in the understanding of the Mayan calendar through the information through your DVD, the Evolution of Consciousness, the core training program that you have, and Dr.
Yes.
Kalaman's presentation, and the Mayans as well, is the cycle of the days and nights. And out of the 7 days and six nights, we are currently in the fifth day. And I think there's a lot of people who are becoming aware of this, and they're not quite sure what does that mean, being in the fifth day. And I know that comes to an end sometime in November of this year. What is it that that means, is energetically? What is it that we can expect?
Well, the fifth day is one of the 13 steps that we go through on each level of this cosmic pyramid. It is the ninth of 13 stages. And we call this, the Maya were agricultural people. Their culture was based on growing food, and they had an understanding of life where they looked at everything that happened in the 13 stages. They compared it to the 13 stages of growth of a plant from seed to fruit. So the fifth day is the ninth of those 13 stages, and it is the budding stage of a plant. It's when a plant begins to form buds.
Mm-hmm. And, okay.
I love that.
It shows an accumulation of energy, in the sense of when you apply this to the evolution of consciousness for us as human beings living in this time in the galactic underworld, where we are in this fifth day or ninth stage is where this is the budding frequency. This is the energy that creation is introducing to our world and influencing our lives with. The budding frequency is the energy of, to the Maya, it was Kukulkan, who was a person who actually lived at the same time that Jesus would have lived on the other side of the planet. And Kukulkan, or in the Aztec, his name was Quetzalcoatl, is attributed with, in their culture, with this consciousness that we identify with today as Christ. So this fifth day energy is the energy of Christ consciousness. That is what is represented as in the Mayan calendar.
And this would parallel so beautifully with the growth of a plant, because the budding stage is that stage when the plant becomes known. That's actually, it's the flowering. It's that point where you know what kind of plant it is. And in some schools, they would call that the head of the plant, or the revealing of the face.
Well, that's and a it's great analogy. I think it certainly helps me, and I think a lot of other people, to understand it when you present it that way. Dr. Kalaman, in one of his emails that I received, was talking about that we have the wind at our backs, that anything that we want to start now or something that is budding that we want to, you know, bring forth, that the energy is going to support that. Is that your conclusion as well? Are you seeing that?
Well, the fifth day began in November of last year, November 24 of 2006. And, yes, it provides an energy that will lend assistance to efforts that are in the direction of the flow of creation.
Yes, it's a good time to plant seeds.
So,
good time to begin and put the fifth day energy.
And another way to look at this fifth day energy, you know, is if you look at it like we're climbing up a hill, in these 13 stages of growth, the very top of the hill would be stage number 7, or step number 7. So then you go two more steps, you're down, you're over the top of the hill, and coming down the other side, you're on the ninth step. So all of this effort is put to work by creation to get up this hill to the top, and then once it crests the top, like a snowball rolling down a hill, it will begin to gain momentum, And that's where we really see things begin to take shape and take form and manifest. So the fifth day is a big push from creation to get this thing going downhill to where it is ultimately heading, which is the fruit stage of the 13th and final stage called fruition.
And I would just really encourage anyone who's listening to take this to heart, to make it very personal. A lot of people, you know, we get email from people really literally all over the world. And at this point, the core training is probably on every continent, I think. Didn't you say except one?
Oh, yeah, it's on every continent except for one, which is Antarctica.
Right.
We're working on that.
Okay. But the thing is, many times we don't get it, emails from people, and what they tend to ask is, what should we be looking for? How will this manifest in the world? But at this point, we're really looking for things to be manifested in the world at large is to, in some sense, look a mess. We really need to be looking inward. That is the place where this evolution is truly occurring. There will be no shift of the ages that is not within us. It must be within us.
It's not going to happen outside of ourselves. It's going to happen on the inside.
It truly is inward. And then what is inward will manifest into the outward. And that's probably not going to really begin to become as visible as people were expecting perhaps the fifth day to be until perhaps later into the fifth night. So truly is a time to go inward, to plant, and to draw strength.
Well, again, you have such a way of explaining this information and so eloquent and visual, especially since we're on radio. I think this is very helpful. If anyone would like to call in here at VBS Radio, Andy Mack and Jack Stewart are with us as they explain about the fact they've been blazing a trail into a new frontier of human conscious evolution, and they have brought forth some powerful tools to assist all of us in having a better understanding of the Mayan calendar and the upcoming shift in consciousness. And again, it's a time of celebration. It's a time to understand who we are and why we're here. And if someone would like to get in touch with you by email, Andy or Jag, do you have an email address they can contact you by or a phone number?
Absolutely. They can contact us through email at the code, that's THECODE, at POBOX.com. And yes, our phone is 503-314-1275. And, of course, website, MayanCalendarCode.com.
Great. Well, thank you for sharing that. Well, so we're coming up at the end of the year in November to the fifth night. And there's a lot of discussions about that. And people who know that I know a little bit about the Mayan calendar, at least enough to be dangerous, you know, are asking me about the fifth night. You know, when does it begin and what to expect? And how to prepare for that. Would you please share with us what you've learned, what insights you have about this?
First of all, what we have coming up upon us even sooner is the midpoint of the fifth day, which is on May the 22nd. And there are a number of events going on globally. Millions of people are gathering to around this week of several days before and after May the 22nd for global peace gatherings, meditation, and events of all sorts.
250,000 people are gathering in Jerusalem. That's just one. And then many, many things going on in the United States, all over Sweden, Norway, and Europe. Huge gatherings.
Huge gatherings all around the world.
Talk about midpoint shift.
And so the thing is, what this means, the midpoint of the fifth day, is if you look at this in the sense of the sun at, you know, when it rises, it's at the horizon. And as it goes across the sky through our day, at the highest point of the day, in the arc of the path of the sun, that's the midpoint of the day. And so that's where we are in this timeline of progression through this fifth day period. May the 22nd is the midpoint. It's the when the light of the fifth day will be at its peak.
Oh, okay.
So from there, of course, and following the same analogy of the sun, it starts to head for the horizon again and begins to, you know, head towards setting.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time that this midpoint is the peak of the fifth day, it is also the seating of the deity that rules the fifth night. So each of these days and nights of the 13 heavens of each underworld, there are many things that symbolize them. It's the seat of fruit growth of a plant, but there are also birds that symbolize each day and each night, and there are day lords that are also symbolic for the energy, that represent the energy that takes place during each of these days and nights. So the fifth day was the energy of Quetzalcoatl, the budding frequency energy. The fifth night is the energy of Quetzalcoatl's twin brother, who is the Quetzalcoatl is the Lord of Light. His brother is the Lord of Darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And his name is Tezcatlipoca. So the midpoint of the fifth day is also the seating of Tezcatlipoca. So as the bright light of the fifth day begins to head towards the horizon, it is also representative that the energy of the fifth night begins to be introduced into our world and then increase.
Mm-hmm.
There. So the fifth night, now, something that I would like to point out here, because I think a lot of the questions about the fifth night come from fear.
Oh, yeah.
People are, you know, we fear the future, and that's because the only thing that we can put together for ourselves about what the future can contain, it all comes from past. And that is a source of great, pain and suffering for us, to think about a future based on past. So the thing that makes the most sense, that creates the most peace for me in my life and this understanding about my encounter, is that creation works in cycles. Nature, we see it in nature. It's all around us all the time. Nature works in cycles. Creation works in cycles. And so creation creates, but it also destroys.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right? A plant grows, it bears fruit, it goes to seed, and then it dies. The seed goes into the ground. It comes to life again and brings forth a new plant. And so the fifth day is an increase in awareness for us, in our consciousness, awareness of ourselves.
And with that, the death of that which needs to fall away, so that we can see more clearly.
So creation is, in a sense, you know, we tend to see it as getting more light or seeing more light. What really is happening, what we can see in these 13 stages, as we go through these 13 steps in each underworld, is another way to look at this is creation is removing filters from our sight.
Yes.
So that's why we see more. Our perspective changes. The fifth day is removing filters from our perspective. And the fifth night will remove more filters. And things will have a different... It's a different influence. It's night energy. It's dark energy, which is a going in, like the womb, right? Mm-hmm. Where things, now that this energy has been put into our world, it's the learning process in the fifth day. It's like being in a classroom where you get the information. The fifth night is now you learn how to put it into use. It's the understanding process.
Mm-hmm. One thing
the
I'd
integration.
Like, another description I'd like to add, because that one, the one that Jack just spoke of is very good, and it's relatively well known, but I'd like to bring it a little closer to home. Think of it as a relationship. You know, there's that first, when you meet someone, there is that first part of the relationship where you're really, everything is new, and you're learning about the person, and you really don't want...
Excitement.
It's very exciting.
The butterflies in the stomach.
Yeah, there's really that seed, wonderful budding stage. But then, as a relationship matures, there is going to be some bumps. The bumps are what make it sweeter. If you understand relationship, if you understand how to invite it into your life and not resist the process, because it's going to try you. And in that trying of you, you get to strengthen and you get to learn. You get to truly understand.
You get to reevaluate what it is you thought you knew.
Well, that sounds true, and we've certainly been doing that this evening. We just have another minute or so left.
Okay.
So I'd like to ask either one of you or both of you together, what is it that you would like to share with the listeners? Just a brief message just to help them understand and to move forward in confidence and trust and faith in the days ahead about what they're hearing about the Mayan calendar.
Okay. Yeah, go. You have 30 seconds.
Just be aware. Ask questions. Be open. And, I mean, question everything. Accept nothing. You know, question everything that you think you know. Because this is really what is most valuable to us, I think, in this time is to unlearn. It's about unlearning and questioning our beliefs. And our, you know, the things that we're most attached to, well, anything we're attached to. Let go of attachment, you know, is a process of questioning, allows us to open up to receive what creation would have in store for us.
And I would just add to that a little bit of a twist is that when you question, and truly look, because we can do that. We have the ability. We have this beautiful mind, and it is designed to evolve. It really is. And the only thing about it that perhaps we're struggling with is that we haven't learned how it is made and questioned it enough and looked closely enough, because we end up getting blinded by the images we create. So by letting the images fall away, we don't have to let go of anything. It will let go of us. And that is the beauty of it.
Well, again, Andy, you have such a way of presenting this information. And Jag, I again applaud both of you for what you're doing and the presentation of material, your websites, the forum. You're so active. You've got webinars that connect people literally from around the world. And I guess we'll work real hard at getting your core training to Antarctica so we can get everybody on the planet aware of what's going on in a way that makes sense, that gives people confidence and trust and hope that this is, again, like I said, a new beginning and it's something to get excited about, not something to go into fear about. And
yeah.
I'd like to have you back on the show sometime, and thank you again for allowing me to use some of your information in my book, and I hope that it will help everybody in the days ahead to understand that this is about love. This is about connection and relationships, as you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
And speaking about love and relationships and connection, next week on Sunday, April 29th, I'll have Robert Lee Camp with me. He is the author of The Cards of Your Destiny and The Love Cards. This is extraordinary information, and it's been very powerful in my life, and I'm thrilled to have him on board because it will really help people see what is going on, not only through the Mayan calendar and through what is happening energetically with us, but the script of our lives are in this book. This is stuff that was passed down from Atlantis in the mysterious Book of Destiny for everyone. And this information, just like the Mayan calendar, is being brought forth now that's been hidden and misunderstood. And now our consciousness is ready and prepared for this. So I invite everyone to listen. And there's more information on my website. You can go to flying-higher.com and find out more information about Robert Lee Camp, and I'm very excited about him being here. And if you tune in, I've discovered a little connection between the Mayans and this ancient system that Robert has in his book. So it's an exciting opportunity to explore a little bit further why we're here and who we are. Again, this is Gina E. Jones. I'm the founder of Seen the Light Productions and author of the recently released novel, Flying Between Heaven and Earth. And we're thrilled to have you with us this evening. We're here on BBS Radio Late Night, 7:30 every Sunday evening, and invite you to join us as we explore and journey and have fun and look forward to what is coming on our path on the flight of consciousness into the next dimension as we fly and soar on the wings of spirit, on the wings of angels, into what lies ahead. So buckle your seatbelts and put your seat backs in an upright position as you prepare for the week ahead, and join us again next Sunday. Andy Mack and Jack Stewart were with us this evening, and thank you for being with us, and wish everyone a great week. Blessings and love and light to everyone. Good night.
Good night.